It's the AmeriChicks with Kim Munson. The most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district. What on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, oh, I can't understand it.
And opinions and ideas that prepare you to tackle the day ahead.
It is not fair that just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
It's the AmeriChicks, dissecting issues as right versus wrong instead of right versus left.
And so they make deal, and they typically make deals with the big guys.
Agree or disagree, let's have a conversation.
Today, very excited to chat with you about these important ideas. We are in a battle of ideas here in our state and in our country, and we need to talk about them. We need to be able to get our brains around them so that we converse with our friends, our family, and our colleagues. And when we look at each of these issues, the question that we look at is freedom versus force, force versus freedom. And ultimately, socialism comes down to force. And as we look at these issues, many times when people are making these socialist arguments, they may be to make you feel good, but did you really do good? We have to look at the effects on that. We are seeing the socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water. And those are all the things that, if they're done well, everyday people thrive and flourish and prosper. And that is what we are working for, is for people to thrive and flourish and prosper, certainly within being responsible stewards of our communities, of our environment. But ultimately, I think that this agenda that has been moving forward, this socialist Marxist agenda that we are seeing in Colorado, ultimately doesn't like everyday hardworking people. But before we get into all of that, thank you to producer Steve. Thank you to Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie for your support and for your good work. I greatly appreciate you keeping this train on the track. And thank you for each of you that is listening out there. You are valued, you're treasured, you have a purpose. And today, as you go about your day, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, soul, your mind, and your body. So jumping in here, we're going to be talking with Jane Maher. She is the founder of the Boulder Tapas and Topics Women's Discussion Group. And it'll be really interesting for you to hear what's going on up there. But she, for 9/11, which is coming up here, she is participating and putting a team together for the 9/11 Stair Challenge here in Colorado. So we'll chat with her about tapas and topics and also about this really cool thing that they're putting together. And I think anybody can probably be on that team. And then in segments 3 and 4, Scott Watley, who is another KLZ host, he is the host of Sportsman of Colorado, as well as Haystack Help Radio. And we'll talk with him about a variety of things. But certainly firearms are involved in hunting. And with all these red flag laws, sportsmen out there could be at risk of having their firearms confiscated as well. So it'll be a really interesting conversation. So, Steve, it's Friday. Are you pleased that it's Friday?
The phrase TGIF has never meant more than it does today.
Today? Well, it is Friday and the weekend is coming up. And because we're going to be talking with Scott Watley in segments 3 and 4, and he's a sportsman, I was thinking, okay, who is a sportsman that I can go to for our inspirational quotes today? And Teddy Roosevelt. He was the 26th president of the United States. He served from 1901 to 1909. He was a leader of the Republican Party, and he became then a driving force for the progressive era in the United States in the early 20th century. And his face is depicted on Mount Rushmore alongside George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Abraham Lincoln. I was going to throw that to you, Steve. I was going to say, who's the four presidents on Mount Rushmore? But I was figured you already knew that, right?
Given enough time, I could have spit it out. But being put on the spot like that, I would have made a real jerk out of myself.
Well, that's why I went ahead. So it is George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Teddy Roosevelt. Now, when the war was declared in 1898 on Spain, Teddy Roosevelt organized the first volunteer cavalry known as the Rough Riders. They were sent to fight in Cuba, and Roosevelt was a brave and well-publicized military leader. and the charge of the Rough Riders on foot up Kettle Hill during the Battle of Santiago made him the biggest national hero to come out of the Spanish-American War. And I thought a little history. I take it for granted sometimes that when I are quoting these people that everybody remembers who they are, but I think a little refresher is a good idea, Steve. So we talked about and probably adding that in. So onward and upward here. We'll talk about our inspirational quote for today is, "Believe you can and you're halfway there." That is Teddy Roosevelt. He says, "Believe you can and you're halfway there." And also, I thought I'd use a quote of his for the funnies today. He says, "When they call the roll in the Senate, the senators do not know whether to answer present or not guilty." So there you have it.
Now, think how far we've come. If that was funny in his day, again, think how far we have come, and not so much, you know, in a good way. Wow. It means even more today.
Well, you know what? I think part of that is that things never change. Ultimately, and that's one of the things that about the great thing about the Constitution is that the founders understood that human nature doesn't change. We all have, every generation has the same fights. As Ronald Reagan said, we're never more than one generation away from losing our freedom. Every generation has to fight for it. So this is nothing new. The progressive era from, and I wanted to do more research on Teddy Roosevelt. I was looking for books on him. But his progressivism, I think, is totally different than the progressivism that we're seeing today. Now, this progressivism is basically almost a tyranny. And going through the headlines here, I think, let's go through the headlines first of all. I want to talk with Jason McBride about Google when we talk to him at the end of the hour, because Michelle Malkin did a piece. She said, "Stop mental health data mining of our kids and deplatform Google from public schools." Steve, I've been very uncomfortable with how much technology, how every kid is given an iPad and a Google password and at school, and come to find out that Google has basically been looking at kids trying to determine their mental health. That is not their that's not their role, and they're also doing it without parents' permission. And so they were recently fined for doing this. This is against the law. It goes against FERPA. We talked about that the other day, which is a federal law that was put in place to protect data mining of our kids. And this is very serious. And so when we talk to Jason McBride, I want to ask him what happened with Google on that. Now, Trevor Loudon in the Epoch Times has written a piece, "Mile High Marxists, Will the Communists Conquer Colorado?" He says, "Colorado is suffering under socialism. This once proudly Republican Western state is getting bluer and bluer. Not only does the state have a far-left governor in Jared Polis, but bona fide Marxists and communists are winning public office in the Denver area and competing statewide. Denver has a small Communist Party, USA Club, and some Maoist presence in the form of the Liberation Road and the Freedom Road, which was a socialist organization, and even a small section of the pro-North Korea for Socialism and Liberation. But the real mover and shaker on the Mile High Left is the Democrat Socialists of America. And despite its moderate-sounding name, and it's the Democrat Socialists of America, DSA, is a bona fide communist organization that advocates for the abolition of all prisons, borders, and through its Green New Deal, all significant private business and U.S. military." Now, Steve, how do you think that's going to protect everyday people if we have no borders and we have no military? What do you think about that?
Well, we spoke earlier as we get ready to do this show. I look at articles like that. They grab you by the throat. And I think, what is their motivation? What is it about our current establishment, our founding, that these people dislike so much? And I think I was fumbling for an explanation, but you found something. Well, was it Roosevelt?
Yeah, and this is out of, excuse me, Bill Federer's Miracles in American History. And I was reading this yesterday, and this is from FDR, and this is from his State of the Union address, January 6, 1942. He says, our enemies are guided by brutal cynicism, by an unholy contempt for the human race. That pretty much says it right there, Steve, but I continue on. He says, we are inspired by a faith which goes back through all the years to the first chapter of the book of Genesis, that God created man in his own image. We, on our side, are striving to be true to that divine heritage. We are fighting as our fathers have fought, to uphold the doctrine that all men are equal in the sight of God. Now, right there, Steve, that is the big difference with this intersectionality that has been taught in our colleges and our universities, defining people as groups instead as that each man is equal in the sight of God. That is the big difference right there. And that is the difference between the American idea and every other form of government throughout this, throughout history. He said, and FDR continues on, he said, those on the other side are striving to destroy this deep belief and to create a world in their own image, a world of tyranny and cruelty and serfdom. Steve, that was in 1942, and that, I think, is describing what's going on here. I want to continue on, though. It says, today, the DSA, the Democrat Socialist Party, here has a major local in Denver, about 300 members, a smaller branch in Boulder, plus active units in Fort Collins, Colorado Springs, and La Plata County, which is Durango. In March 2018, the Democrat Party of Denver officially explicitly adopted socialism into its platform. This is what they said, my listeners. They said, we believe the economy should be democratically owned and controlled in order to serve the needs of the many, not to make profits for the few. Steve, right there, the word controlled, the word mandated. That is force. When you hear those words, that means that they will use force. And we look at these issues as freedom versus force. So do we want to have a few people control all this? I don't think so. Continues on. The move was organized by Denver DSAers who petitioned Denver County Democrat Assembly delegates to vote for an amendment to the official party platform. The amendment passed with overwhelming support and is now part of the Democrat Party of Denver's platform preamble. According to the Socialist Journal, in these times, Denver DSA Chair Christopher Doubles tells in these times that there was initially some open opposition to the proposal, including a number of delegates who told him it would never pass. But when the vote came up, however, of the nearly 1,000 present, roughly 90% raised their cards in approval. So they capitulated. Earlier in the month, 15 members of the Denver DSA were elected as delegates during the Democrat Party of Denver caucus, running on a pledge to bring new enthusiasm to the party and help spark more engagements from youth. Nearly all of the newly elected delegates are under the age of 30. They say they were surprised by how little resistance they faced and how open the local party was to empowering of a slate of socialists. Now, continuing on, it says, there's a variety of socialist feminists. Julie Bolanos was an unsuccessful attempt to get on the Denver School Board, but we need to be wary of that. And Julie Gonzalez she was elected, it looks like, to the Colorado State Senate. But the one that I'm really concerned about, and it says, the biggest shock to conservative Coloradans came in June of 2019 when Democratic Socialist member Candy Sitabaka won a nonpartisan seat on the Denver City Council. And this is what she said. I don't believe that our current economic system actually works. Capitalism by design is extractive, and in order to generate profit in a capitalist system, something has to be exploited. She says, I believe in community ownership of land, labor, resources, and distribution of those resources. And so whatever that morphs into, I think it is what will serve community the best, and I'm excited to usher it in by any means necessary. Steve, I know we're going to need to go to break, but I want to make a point here. Candy Sitabaka was awarded a Daniels Scholarship, and Bill Daniels was, who basically built the cable industry. He was one of the initial guys in the cable industry in America. And people traded their hard-earned dollars for that service because they felt that cable coming into their home made their lives better. And Bill Daniels was an entrepreneur. He was a conservative. And his, you know, he created all of this wealth, and he felt education was so important. But now we are giving scholarships for our students to go to universities to study under Marxists, to come out and try to ruin our country. I think if Bill Daniels ever realized that this was really what was going on, he might have rethought exactly what, you know, what his money would go to, because, I mean, it's absolutely brilliant in some ways, in a diabolical way, that these Marxists and socialists have figured out how to get conservatives to fund their agenda. And we need to stop, and we need to push back on that. So, Steve, I know that we need to go to break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Jane Maher. She is the founder of the Boulder Tapas and Topics Group. And also, she's doing something very special on 9/11. We'll be right back.
At Hooters, you can watch the games with all your buddies. And when your buddies are the world-famous Hooters girls, there's always plenty of ice-cold beer and those craveable wings that'll knock your taste buds into next Tuesday. Hooters girls know plenty about football, but we really know the fans who live for it. So hang out with all your buddies all season long at Hooters, your official hangout for game day.
Catch all the games at Hooters and enjoy a Butter Bud Light draft with 10 boneless wings, just $10. Dine for two with the pitcher and nachos, just $20.
You want to succeed, so you need to dress for the job, event, or relationship that you seek. For over 30 years, entrepreneur, stylist, and Americhick Kim Munson has been helping women look their very best. And guys, Kim can help you with made-to-measure shirts that fit great and you'll love to wear. Guys and gals, if you want to up your game and freshen your look, email kim@americhicks.com for your initial style consult. Kim@americhicks.com.
All Americhick sponsors are an exclusive partnership with the Americhicks and are not affiliated or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Americhicks with Kim Munson and grow your business, contact Kim@americhicks.com. That's americhicks.com.
Hey, welcome back. I am Kim Munson. We are dissecting these issues as right versus wrong instead of right versus left, agree or disagree. Let's have a conversation. I'm thrilled to be having a conversation with my friend Jane Maher. Jane, you are the founder of the Boulder Tapas and Topics Group, which is a sister to my initial discussion group that I started back in 2012. And we have several of these discussion groups throughout the state. We have one in Lone Tree, where I live, and then we have Jefferson County. There's two there, Boulder, Fort Collins, Northwest Denver. And so it's just great to have you on the line, Jane. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, good. And I always love coming up to the Boulder Tapas and Topics. You have an amazing group of women up there.
Well, you know what? In Boulder, we have to stick together, because there's not necessarily a lot of us, but we all feel very strongly about the principles of conservatism. And we love to get together, have some fun, maybe have some discussion. Sometimes we read a book and discuss a good book. It's really been a great experience for me, too.
Well, and I think that it empowers each of us to engage in this battle of ideas, because I really think that it's a small group that has kind of taken over the narrative out there and been pushing that narrative forward. And I don't know if you heard in the first segment where I quoted from FDR's State of the Union address in January of 1942, but he said, "Our enemies are guided by brutal cynicism, by an unholy contempt for the human race." And ultimately, I think that's a battle that we're in right now. So I just love the fact of getting together. And if any people are out there are interested in more information about the Tapas and Topics groups, you can email me at kim@americhicks.com, and I'll get you some more information. But let's just jump in here. You're doing something really special on 9/11. You and the girls up in Boulder are putting together a team for this 9/11 Stair Challenge.
Yes. It turned out that our regular Tapas and Topics date fell on 9/11, and I just was looking to do something a little different. And across my radar came this information about the 9/11 stair climb at Red Rocks, and I put it out to the group, and I said, "Hey, what about if we think about participating this year?" And a group raised their hand and said, "Yes, we'd love to. We think it's a great idea." So We formed a team, and we're planning on participating.
Now, can girls from the other Tapas and Topics groups join in?
Oh, we'd love to. In fact, we do. We have a half a dozen women participating, and one woman is not our regular Tapas and Topics. She's a friend that I know through the Air Force Academy. She had a child go through the same time as our son. So she also said, she jumped in also. So we'd love to open it up to other people. We say women, but men are welcome also. It's not, especially in this particular event, we'd love to have anybody who's interested. And, come think about joining us. It's next Wednesday morning, and we'll be meeting at 8:15 at the Red Rocks facility.
Okay, well, fantastic. Well, Jane, thank you so much. And if people want more information, if they want to join, and what's the name? I love the name that you guys chose for the team.
We're the Freedom Flowers, and it rhymes with Freedom Towers. So, we thought that was kind of a fun name, and that's the team. You know, people can donate on behalf of our team. If you go to the Stair Climbs website and find the one in Denver and look up our name, Freedom Flowers, there's an easy way to donate also.
And what is that website?
The website itself, it has a funny name. If you just Google 9/11 Stair Climbs.
Get to Colorado.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fantastic. Well, and do you have to be in really good shape? I think I'd like to try to join you guys, but I'm not in great shape.
So that's going to be a great question. The goal is to climb stairs equivalent to 110 towers or 110 floors, excuse me. I can't imagine that everybody that gets there is going to be capable of it. But think about it. It will give us all such an appreciation of what those firefighters attempted to do. So, kudos to anyone who makes it, but even if we don't, just think of the appreciation we will have in the perspective of what happened that day on 9/11.
That's really a great idea. So, Jane, thank you so much for organizing that. Thank you for the good work that you do with Tapas and Topics and all the other things that you do.
Well, thank you.
Okay. We're going to jump over to Jason McBride. Jason McBride, there's a lot going on out there, but what about Google? They got hit with this fine for the data mining on our kids. What do you think about that?
Oh, hold on. Let me wake up from the amount of the fine and compared to how much money they make.
Okay.
I wouldn't call it shocking. Yeah, $170 million. Last year, Google's bottom line net income was almost $31 billion. So this fine was, it's barely a speeding ticket, and I'm not sure that it's going to have a big effect. Hopefully, though, there'll be a lot of public shaming like there would be with other companies, and I think that could have more of an effect on them.
Well, I tell you, this is really serious stuff that they're doing, and it was illegal. And data mining on our kids, that is an issue I'm learning more and more about. And Google, it has all kinds of information. We, in many ways, we like Google because, like the Google Sheets, a lot of people have, Google Docs, all that kind of stuff. It's more convenient. And also all these Gmail accounts. But I think there's some real danger with Google as well.
Well, Google probably knows just about everything about every person. In the United States, certainly, and then spreading to the rest of the face of the planet. I was reading a little bit about the fine and the article and a couple other places, too, and, this is related a lot to, kids watching videos on YouTube. They would send them surveys and that type of thing and then target them with ads, and they said they're going to stop doing that, so... there's big concern. Well, what are these creators of children's content on YouTube going to do now? And you do kind of feel bad for someone if that's their business and all of a sudden it's going to get depleted or whatever. But at the same time, I'm kind of saying, well, good. Maybe if there isn't anything, these kids want to watch on YouTube, they'll go out and shoot some baskets or something instead.
Yeah, you know what? We need to continue to shut all that stuff off and get back to, writing, I think, with pen and paper, and instead of getting all that information, to Google. And So let's watch this. This is pretty serious. Now, one other thing, the jobs report comes out today, right?
Yeah, we had a pretty good indicator yesterday where jobs were increased 195,000 versus 140,000 estimate. Today's our big jobs report once a month. Non-farm payrolls are expected to be about 160,000. Everything else about unchanged. 3.7 unemployment. Small increase in year-over-year earnings, 3.2%. That's good. You know, if people are making more money. So we'll see what's coming out. But that's always a big one. Every at the end of each month or the beginning on this big Friday.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it on Monday, how the markets reacted to that. So Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management, check out chickspresidential.com. That's chickspresidential.com. And we will be right back. We're going to be talking with Scott Whatley. Jason, have a great weekend.
All right. Bye-bye, Kim.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine has 30 years of experience with RE/MAX Alliance. As a director with the National Association of Realtors, Karen Levine works to protect private property rights. Karen Levine believes in homeownership. Because of Karen's love of dogs, Karen volunteers with GRR, Golden Retriever Rescue of the Rockies, helping golden retrievers find their forever homes. Choose Karen Levine to buy or sell your home because she understands that it's more than just a house. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance today at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516.
Don't miss Vino and Veritas, Wine and Truth, a study of the Federalist Papers. Join Kim Munson at Water's Edge Winery in Centennial or Colorado Cork and Keg in Castle Rock. In Fort Collins, attend Vino and Veritas at Ginger and Baker. Kim Munson would like to thank Presidential Wealth Management Loveland, Presidential Wealth Management Greenwood Village, Tina Francone with Straightforward Shooting, and Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week for their generous support. Vino and Veritas, Wine and Truth, a study of the Federalist Papers. Sign up today.
Social media is important to the AmeriChicks, since it's an avenue we can utilize to hear from and speak to all of our friends. For those of you who enjoy listening to the show, we'd love to hear what's on your radar. Follow us and talk to us at AmeriChicks Twitter and Facebook pages. Also, if you're a business owner who could benefit from some extra foot traffic from like-minded friends, consider advertising on the AmeriChicks radio show. Contact us at AmeriChicks.com or email Kim at AmeriChicks.com.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on AmeriChicks.com.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in.
Hey, welcome back. I am Kim Munson, and we are dissecting issues as right versus wrong instead of right versus left. Agree or disagree, let's have a conversation. Thrilled to have in studio with me Scott Whatley, one of my fellow colleagues here at KLZ 560.
Kim, how are you?
Well, I'm good. It's great to have you here.
It is great to be with you.
And, I need to know a little bit more about you. You have two different radio shows on KLZ 560 from noon to 1 o'clock every day, Monday through Friday. You have Haystack Help. So tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, Haystack Help, we started back in 2009. Chris Kane, a really good friend of mine, we were with another entity of referral sources, and we decided to start our own deal. And so we went to CBS Channel 4 here in Denver, and we're with them a number of years as well with different type of programming. Most of you are familiar with a show like Colorado and Company and different shows like that. Well, we wanted to do something a little bit different. Number one, we wanted to background check companies before they could come on. And make sure
what a fine idea.
Make sure they were licensed, they were insured, they had good records with the Better Business Bureau, and just do a little bit of due diligence before we got on and said, this company's great, you know, and which most people don't do. They're in it for just the advertising dollars, and nothing wrong with that. But we just wanted to do something different, and we didn't want a show that was an hour long of just advertiser after advertiser. So what we went to CBS with the idea of saying, hey, look, what are shows people are already watching? And at the time, Rachel Ray, Oprah, Dr. Phil. So what we got them to do was take 10 30-second ads out of an hour and give us a five-minute spot in the middle of Rachel Ray and Oprah and Dr. Phil.
Wow.
And then our clients could come on TV. And so we did that for 9 years with CBS here in Denver. And then they decided they wanted to do their own show, and so they're doing that now, which is fine. But back then, I mean, a lot of the TV is a little bit more costly. And so we got to think, you know, what can we do for normal small mom and pop businesses to help them get business? So we called KLZ 560 and said, hey, you know, we'd like to do a radio show to go along with our TV show and have something that's affordable for clients to come on and tell who they are and what they do and what they do to help people. And so we started that here, I believe, in 2010 with KLZ 560. And we were in the afternoons. We were 3 to 4 for a while in the afternoons. They went 3 to 5 in the afternoons. And then John Rush
things get moved around sometimes.
Got moved around. And Ramsey was on from noon to like 2 or 3 here. And then, you know, they departed. So then we took the noon to one slot.
Okay.
And so we've been doing it ever since and have really good companies with us that have been, you know, longtime faithful supporters. And then, you know, and radio has done them really well, too.
Great. Yeah. Well, that's great. And just to note, all of my sponsors, I purchase my time here on KLZ.
As do I. Yes.
And it's great.
Sure.
And it's and it can be actually it's great. What that means is you have full editorial control, of course, within reason.
Right.
But that also means that you do everything as far as getting your own advertisers and all. And so I, like you, all of the people that you hear that are on my show as sponsors, you can go to my website and take a look at that. I know all of them. I vouch for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And same kind of thing.
Absolutely. So. And, you know, we've had great relationships with a lot of I've had the same mortgage gentleman, Kurt Rogers, Ford Winters Mortgage, all these years, Len Lyle Chevrolet, you know. And so a lot of times.
And I have a new mortgage person coming on with
good.
Me. So,
and you know,
that's Lauren Levy.
Yeah, and it's great because, you know, a lot of times you hear radio hosts, you know, month after month changing people because sponsors change. And that happens.
It does
happen.
I mean,
just, you know, it does happen. But it is great when you do develop those relationships and people trust you for them. And, I mean, Dan, I just picked up a truck from Dan Johnson at Len Lyle Chevrolet, drove it to Colby, Kansas Saturday to meet a friend of mine that was buying a new truck, picked up his trade-in, drove it back here. So I had an eight-hour morning really, really quick. But, I mean, it has worked out really, really well, you know, finding that right sponsor, me sticking with them sticking with me, and has just worked out really, really good.
So I think that is just terrific, and, you know, vetting these people, and it saves folks a lot of time because I know you are a trusted voice. You've been doing this since you mentioned here in KLZ for 9 years,
right.
So you are a trusted voice on that.
Because, I mean, I always tell people, you know, it's easy to take advertising dollars and say someone's great, but, I mean, if you needed a carpet cleaner and you had to be here at work and you said, Scott, can I leave a key under my mat and all your stuff still be there and your carpets be cleaned? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the kind of trust we want to have in people. And so we really try to do our due diligence and finding out and, again, making sure they're insured and they just do business right. And I go and meet with every person that wants to be on, you know, Haystack Help, or we also rebranded our senior program that we're doing, and that is called Referrals for Seniors now. And it was Senior Resource of Colorado, but we have taken that to a different platform. And so what we're trying to do there is help people, because a lot of us that are 55 plus and 60 plus, you know, we're caring for maybe loved ones and don't know really where to go to for different things. So we're not trying to make that a directory as such, as just trying to find several good contacts in different fields. So us as caregivers and family members have trusted sources to go to, again, because there's many books out there for seniors and all that. And I mean, you and I could buy a full page ad in one of those books and say, we have a senior in-home care business. And they never check anything, you know. And so I just don't want to do that. And
so is that incorporated within Haystack Help?
Within Haystack Help, okay. Yes. It is a separate website, referralsforseniors.com.
Okay.
And so if there, you know, are any businesses out there and you're in that industry and you'd like to know more, yeah, get in touch with us here at the station. But it's just something that we decided. My sister was a diabetic and lost her a couple of years ago, and she had had a leg amputated about 8 or 9 years ago, and I was trying to find her a wheelchair, you know, and I'm like, where do you go to for wheelchair? Do you Google wheelchair? So it kind of threw me into something, and that's a lot of times we react to emergencies that happen in our life instead of having a plan. And so, needless to say, you don't know what's going to happen. And so I got to thinking, man, how many people get thrown into things where maybe they need a place to go get oxygen for somebody or whatever, you know, in-home care or just, you know, maybe a van that can be handicap accessible for them, whatever. So that's what we're trying to do is just find some of those needs that people have and then give them trusted names that can help them.
Okay. So what are those websites? Let's get those.
Okay. So you got haystackhelp.com is our actual referral list. And then we have haystackhelpradio.com. And that'll have all of our podcasts from all of our shows and a lot of things about our sponsors. So haystackhelpradio.com. And then referralsforseniors.com. That is for really for caregivers, family members, and for seniors. Of course, anyone can go to any of those sites. And we have a helpline. That's 303-333-HELP. That's 303-333-4357. That comes right to my cell phone. So if anybody ever needs help, sometimes we have people that call and, could you mow my lawn? That kind of thing. But we will try to help people in any way we can.
Okay. Well, Fantastic. So this is Kim Munson. I have in studio with me Scott Whatley, one of my fellow colleagues here at KLZ 560. And you're a busy guy because you don't only do this. You also have a show on Saturday, Sportsman of Colorado. And I know that is something you love.
That is really something I love for sure. Yeah. And, you know, being here at the station, I was just riding around thinking, and I've always been a hunter, came here from Texas, and an outdoors guy, and I was like, why isn't there more on the radio about the outdoors? And there is a gentleman, Terry Wickstrom, that's been doing it for many, many years here in Denver, and Terry's done a great job, but I just thought, man, I'd love to cover that. So I just went here to the station and said, hey, you know, if I buy an hour every Saturday, what could I get it for? And then went to a few mom-and-pop kind of stores. I haven't done anything with any big corporate sponsors like Cabela's or Bass Pro, whatever. I've just tried to go to those small mom-and-pop stores where they're trying to do what they love to do and try to give them a reasonable fee for them to come on the radio and advertise. And you know, we had our first show. We were actually in church, my wife and I, and she has reminded me of this. And she said, I looked at her and I said, I'm going to start an outdoor radio show. And that was November of 2012. And the first Saturday of January of 2013, Sportsman of Colorado Radio was born. So in just about 6-7 weeks, went from a thought to reality. And, well, you know, we've been blessed to carry it through now since 2013 and loving every minute of it.
Well, what an entrepreneur you are. And you really have become a voice in the sportsman community here in Colorado, because I see people coming in and out doing interviews. And, I mean, you've really become a voice.
We've tried to. And, I mean, I certainly don't pretend to be an expert in every field of the outdoors, but I mean, I'm not a big fishing guy. I mean, I love to go fishing. We go to Alaska and fish and things like that. Kevin Flesh comes on the show, our attorney, which you've had on your show. Kevin's a big fisherman, but you know, I love the outdoors and hunting. But now a lot of it has even turned to the whole idea of guns and, you know, and of course we get the anti-hunters too that hate, you know, hunting. And we respect that. And if people don't like the hunt, that's fine, and we tell you don't have to, but it is kind of unbelievable sometimes the viciousness that they come back after you know, people that do love to hunt and you know, and harvest an elk, which I'm planning to do here in just a couple of weeks, archery, and which is a huge challenge when
you got a
bow and an arrow when you're out to get an elk. And but you know, we harvest that elk, eat that elk. I mean, we, you know, and
it really is the circle of life.
It
always has been within nature, and so we when you start to mess around with nature, things, you have unintended consequences on that. For example, you might have an elk population that grows so much that there's not enough food out there, and then you start to have elk that are dying because they're not healthy, there's not enough food.
Right.
And so hunting has been something that that's probably one of the first things that man did when when creation
sure.
started.
Absolutely, it sure is, And just real quick, we just had one of our PHs, which stands for Professional Hunter in South Africa, on August 13th, and they weren't even hunting. They were actually out tracking some animals and got gored by a Cape buffalo. And gentleman's about 42 years old. I've hunted with him four times over there, and he lost that battle passed away on Saturday.
I'm sorry.
And so it's been a tough deal. But, even when Africa and we first came back, and people would see zebras, and different things. And I get it. At first, I told the guy I wasn't interested in really harvesting a zebra because I'm like, that's like a horse, I'm just being honest. But then when I went over there, first of all, there are millions of zebra. I mean, when I say millions, there are millions. And they only let you take the older, mature ones because once they lose their teeth, they can't graze. So then where does that leave them? Starving to death, And so that's a whole nother show about just conservation. But like you say, there's only so much land. There's only so much food, habitat for them. So you do have to harvest so many to keep those herds healthy. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, do not believe all the propaganda about giraffes and elephant. They are plentiful in South Africa.
Yeah, I think it's important. It would really be great if we had honest narratives about all this, but we have so many different agendas that are being pushed forward. So let's talk about some of those agendas. We're going to go to break. When we come back, the political landscape is kind of crazy out there right now, Scott Whatley. So this is Kim Munson. I'm talking with my fellow KLZ host, and that is Scott Whatley. He is on Haystack Help, noon to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday on KLZ 560, and then Sportsman of Colorado 1 to 2 on Saturdays. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for news, not propaganda? Ready for a news source you can actually trust? How about a news site that doesn't want to sell you a subscription? Visit CompleteColorado.com to see all the latest news from around Colorado. Complete Colorado's staff scours news sources from around the state and nation to bring you only the top stories that affect you right here in our great state. Updated three times a day, CompleteColorado.com has full-time reporters doing original investigations and reporting like newspapers used to do, as well as opinion and political commentary from a variety of Colorado voices. And CompleteColorado.com is the only place to read columnist Mike Rosen. Always fresh content, always free, always informed. CompleteColorado.com, your complete source for Colorado news.
This week at the 88 Drive-In, keep your windows rolled up and your vehicles locked because things are about to get creepy. Friday the 6th through Thursday the 12th, see three scary movies for $9. It Chapter 2, and Scary Stories. Monday through Thursday, get one 12-inch pizza served fresh and hot, along with two 16-ounce sodas, all for only $12. Plus, new this week, sip on some hot apple cider, along with a sweet, crunchy churro. We're open 7 days a week, so get directions now on the 88 Drive-In Facebook page or 88drivein.net.
Happy trails to until we meet again.
Welcome back. I am Kim Munson, and let's have a conversation. We are dissecting issues as right versus wrong instead of right versus left. Agree or disagree, let's do have a conversation. I'm thrilled to be talking with Scott Whatley, one of my fellow colleagues here on KLZ 560. You're a busy guy. You are, I see you are very busy. and that is, you have Haystack Help from noon to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Right.
And then also your Sportsman of Colorado 1 to 2 on Saturday.
Yes, ma'am.
So before we went to break, we were talking about probably a real love, and that is being a sportsman.
Absolutely, the outdoors. And, it's great just to be in that. First of all, we live in a beautiful state. Mm-hmm. And so it is great. I moved here from Dallas in 1993 and thought I'd be here for a few years and probably go back, and was in the furniture business here. Casey Fine Furniture recruited me. And so I came here, managed their store for a while, and then I was a corporate sales manager for Jake Jabs at American Furniture. Nice. So over all his stores and did all the sales training for Jake. And a great, great man and great business. And then got into doing radio, and people asking, how'd you get started?
How did that happen?
I have no idea. Well, the other entity that I mentioned earlier that Chris and I were with was a gentleman that had a show here in town. And so we got kind of introduced to radio like that. And I'd sit in with clients when they would get interviewed. And I thought, well, that's always pretty cool. But I mean, the first time I did it and actually did my own interview, I came in here with stacks of papers, you know, with all these notes because I'm like, oh man, I don't want to run out of things to say. But once you develop, like we were talking about, those good relationships with your sponsors and clients, I mean, now you can just come in and, like you're saying, have a conversation and let them talk about who they are, what they do, what they do to help people. And it is so easy when people love what they do.
Yeah. Well, that's for sure. You know, the way we are structuring the show right now is typically on my show, segments 1 and 2, we like to hit some headlines.
Sure.
And then in segments 3 and 4, have a conversation, a more serious conversation about specific issues or getting to know you better today, like we're doing. And so hopefully it'll give people some nuggets of things that they can talk with others about.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, Scott, there's some very important things going on in Colorado. And I have family members that hunt. I'm not proficient with a firearm. I can't say I really like them.
Right.
However, I felt compelled to get my concealed carry permit because rights are like muscles. If you don't exercise them,
absolutely,
you will lose them. However, I have to tell you that I called my brother, who is a sportsman, and I said, I got my concealed carry permit. And he said, you are the reason there should be gun control.
Well, I highly recommend for everybody to get it. And again, you know, I've had mine probably 12, 13 years, never come close to needing it.
Yeah.
And I hope I never do.
Yeah.
But the way the world is today, you just never know. And you look at different instances where if someone would have been there, with a firearm that maybe could have disarmed a shooter. Mm-hmm. You look at the Aurora movie theater, and, you know, and of course, a lot of movie theaters say, can't carry guns in here. Well,
right.
You know, I'll deal with all that after the fact.
Yeah, he drove past places that were not gun-free zones.
Right.
And so with that, I think at some point in time I would like to carry, but I realize that it has to be responsible. That means I have to go through quite a bit of training and practice.
And we all should do more. I mean, I don't shoot as much as I should. And so, like you say, I think that there definitely comes responsibility with that. And I highly recommend if you take a class, while it's not a law in Colorado that you have to go to a range to get your concealed carry permit, I highly recommend, no matter what your efficiency is or knowledge of a firearm is, go to a range with an instructor and get some training there and do that every year at least, mm-hmm. you know, just a refresher.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back to this narrative that's going on out there now. There are folks on the radical left that their utopia would be that no everyday, hardworking, law-abiding citizen could have firearms.
Right.
And you're seeing this played out, playing on emotions. Anytime there is something really tragic that happens, such as the STEM school shooting,
mm-hmm.
you see that the politicians push in on this narrative to basically disarm everyday people. And the founders knew that it was really important that everyday people be able to, A, protect themselves, and B, to be able to stand against a tyrannical government. I mean, that's really the two reasons that
sure.
I see that we have the Second Amendment. And I was talking to a friend of mine who said, she said, I'm so concerned that we are losing the narrative on this red flag bill, that she said, perhaps we should give in on this one so that we can win other things. And I'm listening to her and I can hear, and she hangs out with a lot of people from more the far left.
Mm-hmm.
But, and what I realize is that due process, and there's not a lot of due process. In fact, had Kevin Flesch on,
right.
your friend, who's an attorney, to talk about due process. And there is no due process that I can see in this Colorado red flag bill. So you may be happy that government can come in and take your firearms because you don't like firearms, but where would it stop? And
exactly.
That's the problem with due process.
No, it really is. And, you know, like you said, I think it just, so anytime you give in to something, it may not seem like your friend saying, hey, let's just give into this. It's not the end of the war. But the more you give, you'll never get those rights back. So
right.
the more that we give in to things. And so certainly no one wants anyone with a firearm that has a mental health problem. Okay, but I think we've all found out that no matter who they are, whether mental health problem or just mean, people are gonna find guns, you know, no matter what. And so, you know, I was looking at the form. I was talking with my guys the other day, the 4473 form that you have to fill out when you buy a firearm. And one question on there says, have you ever been adjudicated for a mental illness? And I forgot my note here, but it says, have you ever been adjudicated for a mental illness or been in a mental institution? So, and I ask Sheriff Douglas County this, Tony Spurlock on the show, and I said, so you know, do you knock on a door or you just knock the door down, you know, when somebody says, oh, somebody's in danger? And I mean, at first I thought it was just a family member who could do that, but really my understanding, anybody can correct us if we're wrong, anybody can say, I mean, I can call and say, Steve, our board op here today, you know, and producer for us, boy, I think he's a dangerous guy, and if they go and convince that judge, he writes that for, do they go to Steve's house and gently knock on the door? They knock the door down, whatever. And then let's say his wife even has some guns of her own. So they take every, they're not going to say which ones are yours or which ones are. And then what's to keep Steve then from being, because they don't take him to jail right then, my understanding. They just take their guns. What's to stop him from going to
get the kitchen knife,
a store right then too, and buying another weapon? Nothing's been in. You know,
well, that's, and you know what? Because he's not been officially accused of anything.
Exactly.
I hadn't thought about that component. But you probably heard the story about this realtor. This was several weeks ago.
I did see that.
Where she was showing a house, and it was a Sunday morning, 11:30 in the morning. A guy comes in, asks all the questions about being interested in a house, asks to see the house, goes up to the master bedroom. At that point, things change. He asks her to take her wedding ring off, I think to get in the closet. He says, I have a knife and bear spray. And she had the great equalizer. She said, well, I have a gun. And he actually, I think, sprayed her, so she was having a difficult scene, but she shot and scared him away. If she had not had that firearm, there's no way 911 could have gotten there fast enough. She might have either, she probably would have been raped and or dead.
Sure. And we've had Joe Dedon on with TAC One Consulting. He'd be a good guest for you, too. I can give you his information. But Joe teaches schools all around. He teaches teachers. He's actually teaching kids in school now what to do. I mean, fifth graders. He just finished a class with here in Colorado. And so there is a lot of training. There is a lot of things about it. And I think it's, you know, we've got to have a conversation about things. But then when you see, hear people say about, you know, the gun shows, and a lot of people think, oh, there's no background check at gun shows. Well, there is. And, you know, I mean, I've never been to a gun show in our state and bought a gun that I didn't have to go through a background check. And when they talk about more extensive background checks, I don't know what that would be, because they check everything.
Yeah, I'm actually not sure that I'm really jazzed about all that, because that can lead to a registry.
Sure.
And so I'm not sure I'm really excited about that. I submit to you, Scott, that, you know, if I have a, okay, if I have a spatula here on the counter here, that's not going to make a cake. It doesn't make a cake until I pick it up and do something with
exactly.
it. It's the same with a gun. A gun doesn't shoot somebody until somebody picks it up. So it's the person. And I think with the relativism that we have moved to in America, where we don't have the foundational right and wrong and what we're teaching kids in schools, I had Roberta Sutton on, who'd written a book, What You Don't Know That Your Kids Don't Know. She said that we are teaching a lot of darkness in our schools. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that if we're not teaching uplifting things and encouraging our kids for excellence,
right,
we're going to start to have some problems.
Sure. And we posted something on our Sportsman of Colorado Radio Facebook page the other day, and it was just about stats on alcohol and how many people are killed each year due to alcohol and all this stuff. Numbers are staggering, you know. And so where do you see the outrage for DUI and all of that, you know? I mean, fast car, Corvettes can do, but you don't ever see anybody suing Chevrolet, you know.
So
it is strictly an agenda and a gun thing.
Yeah, it is an agenda to disarm everyday law-abiding citizens, and this is a hill that we need to protect. This is something that we can't give in on, but we've got to work on our messaging.
Absolutely.
I think as I was listening to my friend, I realized I've got to work on this messaging, so I'm still working on getting my brain around it.
And see, like you, and I love how you say have a conversation. I mean, I haven't tried to have anti-hunters or anti- anti-gun people say, hey, look, come in, let's talk. But they get so angry and, you know, cursing up. I mean, they can't have a conversation about it like you and I are having, you know, and wish we could do that sometimes just to see.
Well, we'll keep working on that.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Scott Whatley, what is the website for Sportsman of Colorado?
Okay. Sportsmanofcolorado.com. And then, of course, you can follow us on Facebook as well, Sportsman of Colorado Radio. And just real quick, I mentioned in the first segment, we had a gentleman get killed by, actually mauled by a Cape Buffalo. And we've set up a GoFundMe on Facebook. And you can go to our page, sportsmanofcoloradoradio.com. Left a wife. They did not have children, but in early 40s. And like I say, they weren't even hunting at the time. And the buffalo had been caught in a poacher's snare, and so was in a very foul mood, came out at about 7 feet out of tall grass, and really did, you know, our buddy some damage, and had three major surgeries since August 13th, and then lost his battle Saturday. So, yeah, so if anybody can help us out there, hey, $5, $10, $15, $20, whatever, it all adds up, so
okay.
We'd appreciate that.
And that's Sportsman of Colorado. You can find that there.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Scott Whatley, it is such an honor to get to work with you.
I know, we passed each other for years here in the hallway,
yeah.
So no, it's great to, be here.
And I truly love the whole Crawford team here.
I do, too. It's a great family of people, and you know, just great opportunity for us to be able to do what we do and meet great people and be a help to our listeners.
And we don't want producer Steve to get a big head, but he's pretty good, you know.
He is very good. Steve helps me out when I do live remotes for Sportsman of Colorado Radio. So we'll go to Cabela's or different stores and some of our sponsors and do live remotes, and Steve always helps me and does a great job.
He's a good guy. So Scott Whatley, thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
And our quote for today is from Teddy Roosevelt. He was a great sportsman. And he says, if you kick the person in the pants responsible for most of your trouble, you wouldn't sit for a month. So with that, today, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive. I was born free. I was born free. I was born free. The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
KLZ AM HD Denver, the source AM and FM. AM 560 and 100.7 FM. 560thesource.com.